Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 33 of Blissen Up. So I have a question for you. Are you feeling overwhelmed and rushed and maybe consumed by all things December? Well, if you are, this episode is for you because you are not alone, my friend. We are smack in the middle of the month and I have caught myself feeling the same, just anxious and panicky and rushed and feeling like time is slipping by. I was recently at a birthday party and I was complaining to a friend of mine that I had so much to do and I felt like I didn't have enough time to do everything that I had to get done. And because I'm traveling this winter, I was falling into this all or nothing mentality where everything that has to get done ever in my life has to be done by December 31st. It's like the end of the world comes with the end of the year. And because of my winter travels, that gets condensed into even a shorter period of time. And it was really starting to take space in my brain. I was like getting overwhelmed by it. And I know I'm not the only one because many of my clients have been reporting a similar feeling. And you can kind of feel it here in Miami. There's like this intensity in December. The traffic goes up and there's this busyness and everyone that you talk to is kind of in the same pool. At least that's what I've experienced. And really, this does not align with my vision of December. I have this romantic Hollywood view of December. I think winter wonderland, Christmas lights, nice music. I think it should be peaceful and calm and cozy. And you know, you have hot cocoa and you hang out with your family. And the intensity that I'm experiencing in Miami doesn't match that vision. And I think, is this a Miami thing? Because my niece lives in Sweden and she's been posting pictures on social media and like little videos of her kids waking up to the winter morning and reading the Advent calendar. And I see her candles and her cozy lights and her fireplace. And I'm thinking, wow, that looks so peaceful and so calm and it looks magical. And I'm not getting any of that magical experience here in my situation. And when I started to feel that, I found myself doing two things. One was giving up on the year, like Project December's over. Maybe next year it'll be magical, but not this year, right? Because that overall feeling is not happening. So I kind of was already giving up on it. And then the second trap that I was falling into was, well, maybe I don't have to wait till next year, but I certainly have to postpone this magic until I go on vacation. Like when I'm on the winter wonderland vacation, then I'll enjoy the magic. Then I will feel rest and relaxation. But for now, I just have to push through. And my husband said something similar to me the other day. He was like, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I still have to get up and go to work and meet with clients and go to court and all these other things. But like my body and my energy is telling me that I should be in vacation, but I'm not. So yes, we are looking forward to having a vacation and being able to change the flow. But what I realized in this situation and looking at this was, this is what happens in life. We are always waiting for the vacation, for the weekend, for things to get better, for when we make more money, for the retirement, for when we lose weight. We're always waiting for this to happen before we can feel that, right? We're always waiting for some event to find our bliss. And that is a trap. It is a trap because, yes, there are some moments that are a little bit more conducive to rest and relaxation. And, you know, when I'm in a snow vacation, I'm going to have more of a vibe than I do now. But when you are in the mindset of waiting for something to happen to find the magic in your life, you miss the moments that are magical in your daily life. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about finding bliss and paying attention and listening in the ordinary, in the mundane, in the everyday, in the dark moments. It's really about tapping into the magic in your life, regardless of the circumstances, because you open your mind to it, because you have the mindset for it, because you're paying attention, because you're curious, because you choose to pay attention. So when I realized that my thoughts and my feelings had taken control of the car and were driving me in a straight path to overwhelm, I realized it was time for a mindset shift. It's like, no. We have to turn this around. We've got to get back on path so that we don't miss the magic in these moments, even if we're rushed, even if we're busy, even if we're overwhelmed. So the question is really how? How, when you have all the things that you're doing for the end of the year, maybe you're doing end of the year closing of the books or the finances, or you are finishing up with your clients for the year, or you're working. And then in addition to that, you have, and if you have littles within earshot of this podcast, this is the moment to pause the podcast and put some ear pods on, or replay the podcast when there's no littles around, because I don't want to be held responsible for saying something that you don't want them to hear. Ready? Okay. So you have to buy gifts and wrap gifts and move the elves and plan for holiday parties and remember to buy that gift for the white elephant party or the secret Santa. It could be a lot. So how do you enjoy a magical time when you have this much going on? And the answer to that is to be intentional. That's the answer. It's being intentional. It's remembering the intention you set for the month, aka the theme. It's setting intentions on how you're going to show up. It's being intentional with your language, with your thoughts, with your energy, and with your time. It's all about intention. And when you start to implement intention, yeah, you could get deviated like I did in the last couple of weeks, but the intention will always bring you back. It will always bring you back. So for me, my intention for this month was DARE. And I use that as an acronym. It's dream, act, release, and enjoy. And I noticed that I wasn't living in accordance to this vision, that this dream that I have of December. And I also wasn't enjoying the December. I was getting stuck in all the other stuff. And it was time. It was time to take more aligned action and also release a lot of the expectations and the beliefs that and the language and the thoughts that were impeding me from enjoying the energy that I want to have in this magical season. So there are four thoughts that I chose to support me that would calm my energy down, would bring me back to the present moment, get me grounded, and take me out of this mountain view of December. You know, I was like, because I had all these tasks and all these things to do in my head, and because it all felt like I was all crunched and condensed into a short period of time, I had made a mountain out of December. And when you are zoomed out and overwhelmed by the mountain that feels insurmountable, you miss the moments. So I chose these four thoughts to bring me back to the moment so that I can focus step by step by step and focus on the next right thing to get me going and to help me enjoy the magic of the season. So the first one is I implemented the Parkinson's Law principle, or reminded myself of the Parkinson's Law principle, which is the principle that work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. So whatever container you set to complete something is usually the time it'll take to complete that thing. So whatever weeks I have in December to complete the things that are important in my life, I have enough time for that according to Parkinson's Law. So that principle continues to remind me that I have an abundance of time. The important thing is that I choose my time wisely, that I invest my time in what is essential and necessary and life-giving and meaningful in this season. There are certain things that I'm going to have to do that are important for me to get done because of the time frame. So I want to make sure I get those things done, but I have an abundance of time to do them. I know that I do. So once I had that like overarching principle, then I can focus on the second thought, which is everything I do is a choice I make. Not only do I have time, an abundance of time for what's important and meaningful and essential in my life, but everything that I do is my choice. So often we feel like we're doing a bunch of different things because we have to. I even said it right now, like there are certain things that I have to get done by the end of the year. Well, the only reason I have to get those things done is because I choose to make those things my priority. It's a choice. It's a choice that you make and that I make in how we invest our time. So knowing that, you get to ask yourself the question, is this something that you need to do right now, or is it something that you can procrastinate? You get to ask another question. Is the pressure that you're feeling from your urgency or from the urgency that other people are putting on you? So for example, right now, everybody is fighting for your time and your attention and your money and your input. So you might be getting text messages, you might be getting WhatsApp messages, you might be getting emails, you might, you know, there's sales and Black Friday and Give Miami Day. There's like, you know, there's always an event or something that is demanding time and energy from you. And one of the ways to bring yourself back to the moment is by reducing the attention suckers, the time suckers. So maybe it means turning off your notifications. Maybe it means getting off of social media. I don't know. Maybe it means creating an autoresponder for your email and only checking your email once a day. Whatever way you can bring yourself back to controlling your time and your energy, I invite you to consider that, because if you are being bombarded by other people's pressures and other people's urgencies, it's a choice. It's a choice you're making. It's a choice we all make. And if we make that choice, then we get to be okay with it. So if I have made the choice that I have to get certain things done by the end of the month, then I get to be okay with getting those things done and trusting that I have an abundance of time, that I am going to fit everything into the container. So that leads me to another principle, which is a Stoic principle, and it's the Latin word festina lente, which means make haste slowly. There's the idea that when you rush and you do things too quickly, you end up doing them slower. Well, that was happening to me because I was more caught up in the thinking energy, and I was caught up in like in being overwhelmed and rushing and trying to get everything done. And I had to remind myself that I needed time to plan, time to pray, time to meditate, time to calm myself down. And if I could just calm myself down and just take a little extra time to be strategic, then I can choose more wisely what I'm going to procrastinate, what I'm going to prioritize, if I can delegate a task, if I need to reshift my schedule and do things from a more grounded place. So an example of how these thoughts have supported me and shifted me and getting me back into the moment is I had been invited by my girlfriends to do a sunrise walk for my birthday. Now, I do sunrise walks for my community all the time. I often do a sunrise walk for my clients' birthdays to honor them. So I sunrise walks are very meaningful to me. And here were my friends inviting me to a sunrise walk. And I really wanted to go, but I had been in that energy of like, I have too much to do. I have to record my podcast. I have to figure out what winter gear my kids have so that I can buy them what they need. And then those things need to arrive on time. So I was just feeling like this pressure of having all these things that I had to do and not really knowing how I was going to find the time. So much so that I was very tempted to cancel the sunrise walk and say, listen, you know, this isn't the time for it. It's not. And then I thought, no, festina lente, make haste slowly. I can carve out time to do my walk because doing my walk, seeing the sunrise, spending time with my friends, reflecting on the year, that is important and it is meaningful. That is a priority in my life. So if I take the time to invest in that, then Parkinson's Law will provide the remaining time to record this podcast, to pick out the gear for the winter, reorder things, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to trust and believe that I can get all of those things done because I'm going to be focused and I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to be calm and it's going to be fine. So I went on the walk and that was one of the most beautiful walks I've ever had. It was so meaningful. It was so great. And then when I got back, I was in a different place and I got to record my podcast and I got to spend time looking through my kids' winter gear and I got all the things done that I needed to get done, but from a different energy. And that made all the difference. So the third thought that has been supporting me is I am expanding my bandwidth. So, and I talk about this a lot with my clients. as you grow and as you evolve, you start to expand your capacity to do things. It's your bandwidth. What you had bandwidth for before is going to be expanded. And a perfect example of this is when you go from being a person with no kids to a person with kids, if you have no kids, your life is at capacity. It's full. You have plenty of things to do. You're busy. You know, there's no space in your life for anything. And then you have kids and you expand your container, you expand your capacity. And now you find time to do things that you didn't even find time to do them before you didn't have kids, right? Like, because it's like, welcome to the land of, I don't have a choice. I got to make this happen. So because I have these things that I wanted to get done, one of the supporting thoughts is I am going to do this because I'm expanding my bandwidth, because I have more capacity this year than I did last year, than the year before, et cetera, et cetera. And I am growing. I'm growing as a businesswoman. I'm growing as a leader. I'm growing as a mother. I'm growing as a wife. I'm growing as a human. And as I grow, I expand my container. I expand my bandwidth. I expand my capacity. And while I am in this overwhelm and in this rush, this is just helping me grow. This is helping me expand. So I'm gonna trust that this is in my favor, that this is training me for something bigger. So that was very supportive. And then the fourth thought is, we remember moments, not days. And this was an important one, because back to that concept of like having this mountain view, I think one of the things that was affecting me was I was looking at December as like the entire month, and I wanted this whole month to be magical. And I felt this way in other areas of my life. Like, sometimes this happens when you have a big goal or you have a dream or you are trying to step into a new identity, and then it feels like it's almost like too big for you to step into. And so you get lost in fear or overwhelm or confusion or lack of clarity or procrastination. So that happens when we're zoomed out and looking at that big mountain. But in reality, clarity comes from the little actions, like the little next right steps, from engagement, from the little moments. And when you zoom in, when you zoom in into the moment and you just worry about your next right thing, then that takes you to the next step, which takes you to the next step, which takes you to the next step. And then when you look back, you don't remember the entirety of the day or the entirety of the month. You remember little significant moments that happened along the way that create the collection of your life and that build the story of your life and that get you to the next place. So I've learned that along the way, but of course, like everything, we're always tested. We're always challenged in new ways to apply these principles and to integrate these principles. So this was an opportunity for me to remember that December as a whole does not have to feel magical and restful and peaceful, but we get to enjoy certain moments that reflect that. And I swear, ever since I got intentional about these thoughts, about using these thoughts, about daring to approach December differently than I had been approaching it, like daring to take the time to reflect, to notice what the dream was, what aligned action I had to take, what I had to release, and how I could enjoy the month, everything changed. Everything changed. So I've been able to enjoy so many more little moments this December, and I'm still busy. I still have a bunch of things to do. Nothing really has changed, and yet everything has changed. That is the power of intention. That is the power of being intentional with your words and your thoughts and your actions and your time and your energy. Is without anything changing, you can change the way you experience your life. Intentions are that important. So that is a wrap for today's episode. If you were like me and you were feeling that you were being consumed by the thoughts and the emotions of overwhelm and rush and panic, I hope this episode supports you in reshifting your thoughts, in setting some intentions, and daring to enjoy this season despite the busyness and the intensity and the to-dos. Because when you're paying attention, bliss will surprise you. It will catch you. It will find you. You can't fake it and you can't force it, but you can certainly find it. And it starts by making sure that you are living in alignment with your intention. Have a happy, sacred Sunday, and may the rest of your December be magical. Bye, guys. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.